How you going?
I'm doing okay. A break for a couple of weeks due to the snap lockdown. Not ideal, or it was okay to recharge the batteries?
I mean, look, in every difficulty lies opportunity. So we've got to view it, I guess, as an opportunity to reset and be able to rest some bodies. But I think I'd speak for everybody in saying we'd prefer to be out there and playing in front of our fans.
And how are the how's the team going at the moment? Obviously, Zoom meetings are back to the norm. Are the girls doing okay?
Yeah, you know, I've made a point of trying to check in with them every couple of days. We've been giving them some things to do at home, some home programs to keep a relative level of skill and a relative level of their strength and conditioning up, I guess, as best you can, knowing that there's an uncertainty around when we'll be able to return to gameplay. And even then, we'll have to slowly on-ramp everybody back to the full load that we had prior to the lockdown.
You made them do homework? I haven't done homework for a long time.
Well, homework in the sense it's probably more like activation type exercises, things to keep the muscle patterning moving the correct way so that we can prevent injury when we do return.
So is this, when you're given permission to go back to training, would this be sort of a mini pre-season because the girls have had this three-week period off?
Yes and no. I think there's probably two threads to consider. One, you know, we train in excess of, or we offer 12 sessions a week. So we offer two individual training sessions, you know, purely on skill development of athletes, twice a day for every weekday. And then we've got our team practices on the top of that. And we've had really good attendance across most of those sessions. So most athletes in our group will come to 3 to 4 individual sessions as well as the two team ones. So from a residual fitness and landings, changing of direction, things like that, I think our on-ramp back to the full load will be a little bit shorter than most. But even in saying that, you know, it's incumbent upon us to be able to make it a safe, you know, reacclimation, I guess, to basketball for them. So there will be elements of, you know, I guess what we would have done in a pre-season type of setting just to get them back up to speed.
Mark Alabakov is the coach for the Bendigo Braves women, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. So as we sit at the moment, Mark, from the state government perspective, what are the plans? What have they been telling you to try and get back on the court to do the training and then potentially try and get the NBL 1 South season back up?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little bit up in the air at the moment. So, you know, our understanding by the announcement was that we were able to return as soon as it's safe to do so from, you know, the mandate of each of the organisations to on-court play and to gyms and such. So our management team at the Bendigo Stadium is now just sort of sorting out what that looks like from a COVID compliance perspective and, you know, restriction perhaps of people that are in attendance in terms of amount and spatial constraints and such. As far as the NBL one, we haven't heard anything just yet. I anticipate that there would probably be some type of a release either later today or very early into next week, but that may look like, you know, return to regular play and we play next weekend's round, you know, as it was scheduled, or perhaps the lockdown hit just prior our game against Ballarat. So being that we're two regional teams that are in a little bit of a safer zone, perhaps that's the next fixture for us, you know, that's the other word on the street. So until official word comes down, you know, we'll just try to stay ready.
Watch this space with interest. Now, Mark, if I can put your other hat on that you do in the world of basketball, of course, assistant coach with the Bendigo Spirit, had Tracy York on last week. Big recruitment drive has been done by the Spirit.
It has, and I think it's a nice balance of being able to keep a core contingent of emerging talent that we've had from previous seasons that have, you know, been able to get used to, I guess, the way of being or the type of culture that we want to create here with the Bendigo Spirit, and then be able to supplement that with some really exciting pieces. You know, we've got the return of Matty Garrick, who's you know, gone by the Magic Matty Garrick moniker in years gone by here, and you know, he's well liked and respected within the community, but a tremendous player. Megan Mackay's a fantastic, you know, young Australian big that's coming through, Annalie Maley, you know, in a similar vein. And then obviously the big addition of Leilani Mitchell, who's, you know, an Opals point guard and just exudes class in everything that she does. So it's an exciting time for the program.
I was going to say, with your coach's hat on for the Braves and the assistant coach hat on for the Spirit, you'd probably like this little break because then you can put your feet up for 5 minutes by the sound of it.
Yeah, there's not much time to do so. But, you know, sometimes I think being able to keep busy is a good thing, yep. as long as it's things that you're passionate about. You know, I always think of a cliche that my dad used to use, or a phrasing that if you find a job that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So I really feel blessed to be able to do what I do year round. And I feel very lucky and grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. But I mean, certainly the hours log up, but as long as you're doing something that you're passionate about, it's all good.
That is very true. Hey, Mark, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for fitting us in for your very busy schedule. Do appreciate it on a Saturday afternoon. And, well, as soon as we get some news, hopefully sooner rather than later, let's hope we can get the Bendigo Braves women back on court.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Stay safe.
Thank you very much. Mark Alibakov there joining us on Gold Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.